Hear ye, hear ye. All rise for the honorable. There's no rising. There's no nothing. There's just, well, whatever there is. Hey, President Donald J. Trump proclaimed October 24th, 2017 as United Nations Day. Are we free yet? Oh, I thought we were being nationalist. Oh, okay. Make America great. Oh, that's kind of crazy. Well, actually, if you read it, it's a very strategic type position where, you know, the president on October 24th proclaimed that one day that is passed. So that means that United Nations Day has passed, you know, and then in that proclamation, he also injected a whole bunch of, non-truths on top of the United Nations, which is damn funny, right? You know, it's like he said that we remain hopeful that the United Nations can achieve its goal of maintaining international peace and security. Ha! Like they've ever done that. It's like, man, what was he doing? Thumbing his nose at those clowns? I don't know, because I think that's more of a comedy thing, and I won't cover that too much, but it was here on my my stack of things to cover. Doc Green, you know, covered that a little bit. Appreciated that discourse between Doc Green and Earl in Texas. It was really fun to actually listen to two people disagree and, do it civilly, right? But then in the end, neither one, Doc Green or Earl, you know, they have both. Their eyes are on the prize. The question is, how do we get there? And we can't argue about that. Hey, you were talking about Doc Krupa. Doc Krupa, you were sitting there going, we're getting this party angle all wrong. What do you mean? I don't get it. What party angle?
Well,
should be no.
Earl and Doc were both partially right in my book, but the thing we need to look at, who cares, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, who cares? What we need is good, decent people to get elected by whatever letter they need to put by their name to get in, and then once they get in, to vote their conscience and heart and what's best for the country and ignore this party crap. Because right now, you've got more Republicans in the Senate that vote like they were a Democrat than Republican, and so nothing gets done. And Trump looks like the Lone Ranger without Tano because he can't find anybody on the same team hardly. But if you get in, and it doesn't matter if it says D or L or R by your name, and you vote for what's right and good for America and good for Texas, then it won't matter. Screw those guys and their silly allegiances and party bickering. You just vote for what's right. And so they'll say, well, this guy ran as a Democrat, but he voted as a Republican. No, he voted for what was best for the people he represents and the people he works for.
Okay. I see where you're coming from. Hey, Jimmy, what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I think a good spirited debate is healthy and is a way to drill down to a solution. And I also, you know, condone being respectful, but sometimes it can get a little heated. But that's how we get problems solved. And I'm with our doc, or I don't know how to say denote between either doc, because I love them both. But, you know, I don't care that your clubhouse is better than my clubhouse or any of that. This is our country. And to call me a Democrat or a Republican, I'm about over that. I'm about over it all. We need to focus on not the clubhouse name, but the fact that we all share this great country, and we've let it turn into almost a third world nation. And that affects everybody. Eventually, it's going to affect, you know, the Pelosi's and such as well. So, you know, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I think that it has affected Pelosi or something. Maybe that was lack of, blood transfusions from small children also, because she's all freaking out everywhere, you know, whatever. I don't know. The old politicians, I think their day has come. The Strauss thing, as you look through and And it's a big deal, right, you know, that Joe Strauss has left or is leaving politics because he had, well, I don't know, is he a dirt collector and he had dirt on everybody, or he had strings and influence and all sorts of stuff. You do a search on a news site and you come up with, you know, little quotes, right? They say, like, Strauss earthquake could shake up Texas politics for years. Good. Uh-huh. Good. Let them go. Right? And then, you know, there's another one. The rise of the GOP's far right paved the way for Joe Strauss's exit. Yeah, that one's, that's true, too. That's true. Because a lot of people had, well, they feel our conservative views are, well, we don't want to do anything that might make somebody upset because we're in charge. So go away and let me write you a form letter. God, these guys are clowns. So when you get somebody that's, you know, on fire, a far righter, you know, and that's just a weird term to me, too, because when you look at a conservative, we have all these different terms. And they're kind of crazy. And I get Earl when he says libertarian, because at the heart, a libertarian believes in liberty, right? Freedom and liberty for all, right? I'm a libertarian. That doesn't mean that, you know, whatever the Libertarian Party stands for. A conservative, and then how can you have an ultra-conservative or a far-right conservative, especially if they're not conservatives? And I get Rhino, Republican in name only. That means a communist that's pretending, man, I don't know. Maybe we should be talking about, you know, hollow earth generators or, you know, planetoids striking dogs, you know, every second. It's sometimes it really hurts my head. I'll pass that off to Doc Kruba.
Well, you know, that's the thing about all this is a lot of people think if you get in there on your party lines and get the majority, you could do something. And I used to believe that way until I watched the last 7 years, every single Republican vote to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to overhaul the tax system, get rid of the IRS. And then when they got in power and that eighth year really mattered, seven or eight of the Senate Republicans didn't do what they had promised the people and got them reelected. So that's when I realized the parties don't mean anything anymore. So you got to get up there and get good people in those positions. Doc Green would be a great one to run. Earl would be a great one to run. You and Alan, all you guys.
Again, I'm disagreeing.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. You can disagree while we elect you. But the thing is, if good people don't get bought and get up there and vote.
Get bought? Sorry, I know that was a misspoke.
Well, you know, all you got to do is vote for what's right and quit voting for these groups that want to give you money to go their way or look the other way. But vote what's right. It won't matter what party you are, and the country and the state will be better off.
I don't know. Any thoughts on that, Jimmy? No?
Well, I think what I'm hearing Doc say is kind of what I said. You know, we have to get rid of the clubhouse signs, and my house is better than your house. And, you know, and I understand that elections cost money, but I actually got kicked off C-SPAN before the presidential election because they're all saying it's going to be the most expensive election. And, you know, and I get all this mail, write me a check, donate now. We have to find a way to get rid of that, donate now. Now, again, you know, if we're going to elect Alan or, you know, I vote for Steve, that way we can just make him miserable, but we would all get behind him.
Stop doing that. You're hurting me here.
But, you know, we need to get behind, I'll just use Steve as an example then, and get behind him and, you know, get him a bus or get him a plane ticket or get him a minor security team. I mean, it costs money, But all these silly ad campaigns, if I spend $1 million and you spend $2 million, then I spend another $1 million, that is parochial. And all this, you know, there's huge hearings going on now on, you know, internet advertising through like a Facebook for a politician, and the government's going to come in and begin to mandate that. All that's got to go. We have to elect the best person for the office, white, black, male, female, whatever. It's all about what's good for the people. I mean, this is not that complicated. We need to get rid of the complications is my final statement.
Yeah, I guess so. I still can't get past the bought and paid for media. You know, whenever you guys start talking politics, and I guess I started it by bringing Doc Green on, that's all me. But hey, you know, and you've heard all my little stories about city councils and so forth. But I still feel that we're not capable of getting a message across. Or maybe it's not, well, first of all, we're not capable of getting a message across to the masses. If you wanted to elect, you know, Richie Rich to the city council of Fredericksburg, you know, what would we do? We'd say Richie Rich is running for city council, and then who'd we say that to? You know, I'd tell that to the paper, and they'd write just horrible things about Richie Rich, right? You know, he's bad, 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 bad. Or maybe they won't even say that. They'll just say half-hearted stuff, bad, or point negative stuff and write wonderful things about the globalists that they put in place, all, you know, American Planning Association trained. You know, I'm looking at one of the biggest problems that we have in our city. And I know you guys have the same problems, and it's a control on media and so forth. That's part of the reasons why us over here in Fredericksburg even take the time to get on the air and try to share a little bit of something with you, because, you know, it's made us bigger. You know, in the past 4 or 5 years since we've been broadcasting, you know, on the internet, imagine that you have to talk to the internet to get back to your people, you know, in town. Well, at least we have the ability to do that, because in days of the past, there was nothing like that, you know, but now we can. And so we're growing our population, but we have a thing called the Fredericksburg Standard Radio Post. Now, this actually, the change of control for this newspaper came when a lady, you know, and Alan reminded me of this this part in our history just a little while ago. The change in control at the Fredericksburg Standard Radio Post came right after a woman here in Fredericksburg got up in front of the city council and said, hey, guys, we got a problem. And, you know, all the stuff you're doing is part of something called Agenda 21. And she went out there and explained to each one of them how it was. And, you know, I heard wind of this right before it happened. There's this lady, she's going to be going and talking to the city council about Agenda 21. And I go, damn, I'm there. I want to hear that stuff. And I went there with my recorder and I recorded it, right? Then I put it up on the internet and I threw it to the Tea Party and it flew all over the place, right? It went over to the state capitol, this little recording of a little old lady talking about Agenda 21 and the New World Order. It hits the capital of Texas. It goes to Austin, right? It goes up the chain of command and then comes back at her and says, have you ever heard of Steve O'Brien? You know, he recorded you doing this. Is this you? Oh, yeah. Her name's Nancy Battle. And she was fighting this battle, right? She didn't like the idea of, stealing people's land and, right, so putting them into small cities and killing lots of people. And the whole Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, you know, thing. She didn't like it, right? And so we were all embroiled, right? We had one of our guys on the city council here, one of our guys, meaning somebody that had a brain in his head, and he could actually see some of this stuff. And, of course, they went after him on a trumped-up, you know, tax angle. You owe me for you know, having a contractor type situation. It's all crazy. But they all just saluted that attack. And the newspaper used that attack vector. And the city had used that. The city have their own alternative to the Fredericksburg Standard Radio Post. Every time they send out a bill, you know, within the city, they publish a newsletter. Oh, isn't that great? More mind control. Here's your bill. Suck on this and read this while you're sucking on it. But it's kind of crazy. So the Fredericksburg Standard here tells us all the wonderful thing. The Harper Marching Band, you know, is here on Saturday. It's great. Also, sausage, polka, beer fest. Yay! It's all for show, folks, because I live in Disneyland, a Disneyland called Fredericksburg. And the politics is, well, about keeping the tourists coming. You know, it's not about making the place better. We're voting on spending $12 million, and we've covered this on the show before, $12 million on baseball fields. You know, they're going to be state-of-the-art baseball fields, and they're going to be, you know, they're going to have grass, unless they decide not to have grass. But if we wanted to get into politics, you'd have to get into politics locally. And there is a, how do you say it? There's a lock and a control on communications. And my signal, when I'm talking to you, when I'm talking to you in California or Oregon or dang, wherever, I'm hitting somebody, but I'm not hitting my neighbors here in Fredericksburg. That's a secondary impact. And I'm trying, and I will be trying harder. We'll continually work to focus the signal in there. But that's really my point, folks. You know, when I get on here and I talk about the Republic of Texas radio show, you know, I try to tell you about independence, Texas independence, and what it matters. I know we're in a mess as the country that we are. You know that. Damn it, you've been listening to the show. You know, you've been listening to RBN. You listen. But we've got to make changes, and I don't think that they're necessarily going to be in voting somebody into an office like, you know, the mayor, right, or a city council member. That's all futile. $12 million. Yeah, they're going to spend it. They're going to spend it again. They're going to grab something else. They're going to drive the debt up. After all, isn't it all funny money? What happens when the funny money runs out? Nobody can ever repay anybody with this funny money. The national debt for the corporate United States will go up until it stops. And what happens when it stops? Is it part of that game that we played as kids, where you run around in a circle and then they take away one chair each time, and then the person, all of a sudden they say, sit down, and you sit down, there is no chair for you? Well, there is one way out of the national debt, right? It's sitting there, not called austerity. And austerity is a funny little word that we didn't hear about very often. Actually, first time I heard it was when they're trying to rein it in, just, several 10 years ago? Well, we got to talk about austerity. What do you mean? I'm maybe talking about cutting back? No, yeah, they're talking about you get to work a lot more and get a lot less. Well, there's another way. And it's kind of like Catalonia, where Catalonia is right now. It's just say no. Just say no. They say, well, you can't say no. Well, I just did. What are you going to do? Well, we're going to beat you. No? I just said no. Well, we need to beat you because you did something. Well, no. Hey, don't use my no. I mean, I don't know. Fed up. Ah, sorry for that rant, guys. Jimmy, did you get any of that? Was that just a half-articulated babble?
No, and it's funny because I use the musical chair scenario all the time. You know, and it's funny also because right here in when I was a little bit younger, I was in kind of secondary politics. Okay.
I'll give you the musical chairs. I'm glad you remembered musical chairs. I forgot the name of it, Republic of Texas Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Okay. Well, we're playing a little game here today, and well, no, it's called musical chairs. We're not actually playing it. What is it about musical chairs that you like there, Jimmy?
Years I've used that as an example, right? Because we've got, you know, such a deficit, and then I just read this morning, I think it was $14 trillion or something. I need to quote the exact number. Just got approved, and you know, I can take out my ledger and put down at the bottom line in black ink that I have $14 trillion to spend going forward when I don't have a dime. And back to your sporting thing, see, St. Pete and Tampa and most of the state of Florida is all tourist-driven. And in my younger days, back in the 90s, a group of us got together. This is when they were after me to run for city council. And private businessmen got together, and we actually got the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, the baseball team, to St. Petersburg. Well, in recent years, in the last couple years, we just put a bunch of money in that stadium a few years ago. It's a beautiful stadium. But now the crybabies, you know, and in the headlines today, I'm looking at it, ballpark dreams need real money. You know, people don't have money to go to these events anymore. And we just put a bunch of money in Tampa Stadium. It's a beautiful stadium. But how is it that the taxpayer, Steve, is on the hook for millions of dollars to sponsor the NFL's facilities and then turn around and have to be almost raped to get in the place, and overpay, what, $16 for a 16-ounce beer?
Right,
you
then you
where
can't
I'm going,
even
and I can get
game.
On a rant, too. What's that?
Know. And it, well, yeah. You know, it's kind of pathetic, right? You know, a major NFL team or NBA or whatever says, you know, well, we want to move to Tampa Bay, but you're going to have to give us $50 million to build the studio or this thing. And,
yep.
You know, each seat is $100. And, you know, if they're non-performing, you can't even watch them play without giving them that $100 because they're going to black it out in your area.
That's right. That's right.
They're criminals, but you know what? That's capitalism, and hey, that's free market too, right? It might
well,
be
I don't
controlled
mind that,
market.
Steve.
You know,
I don't mind that, except our priorities are out of whack. You know, when city council and county council are appropriating tax dollars from the community for a profit company. When the communities are going to hell, our infrastructure is going to hell, it is lack of priority. They are using our country as a financial machine at the peril of the people. And frankly, I'm over it. And and I think that kind of parallels where you were going. And I think we could parallel that with a lot of things. We have people in charge that are spending our money and could give a rat's tail about us.
Again, I want to make the point that it's not our money, right? You know, it's that funny money out there. Because the funny money, I mean, we gave up our money, not we. I wasn't involved in the giving up of the United States currency, right? That happened way long ago on Jekyll Island, right? Don't you can't get any more clear that our country was hijacked by nefarious individuals at Jekyll Island. Now, once they took all of our money, right, and started renting us money, leasing us money, the game was stacked against us. Now, we all know what I'm talking about, so I don't have to get all technical on it, but if you don't, then, well, I like the book The Creature from Jekyll Island. That one really tells you the whole dang thing. But
well, there's two words, Steve, and it's called debt slave. But go ahead, sir.
Well, that's good. But here's the deal. We're still standing in Catalonia, right? You know, they had an election that wasn't a real election, and that's why they shipped in 4,000 cops to beat the crap out of people for trying to vote because it was illegal to vote. Really? Right? You know, and then after the vote and after they cracked the heads of so many people, they said, well, those are all fake videos. And you can stream. I mean, that's where you get to, right? That's success, right? And it might not look like success, folks, but it is success. You know, these people are over there in Catalonia. Well, they're businesses are leaving that section of Spain because it is Spain right now. They'll continue to leave. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I think I'm going to be sick. I'm spending all this time over at the Fredericksburg Standard Radio Post, and I can remember why a few years ago I stopped reading the dang thing. And I want to put out my worst wishes to Alan Crutcher, as he's not on the show. Well, it's not really worst wishes, but that poor guy, he reads this dribble every week, and he says it's his duty to actually read what they're saying to find out what they're doing, because, well, they're doing lots of things. Okay, but we'll move on with the show and stop me ranting about the, you know, Fredericksburg Standard. And let me do a little bit of station keeping, I guess. We do have a chat room. It's over at republicoftexas.chattango.com. And thanks for all you guys coming over there. You can throw any of your questions or whatever over there. And I'll drop in links from time to time, but it will always be there. You can call into the show. The phone number is 800-313-9443. And to Ken, I see the reptilian spraying picture, but I thought the reptilians were mainly taken out of the universe when their home planet was hit by their moon, and that kind of like knocked them out, and so they're just not that bad. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've studied reptilians. Okay, some stragglers are out there, so maybe that's a little bit of levity. It's not the chemtrails. It's the reptilians, or maybe it's both. Who knows? George in Texas, I think it's time to take a call. See if he's got a more level head today than I do. George, are you there?
Yeah, I am. I'm still waking up, but I'm here.
Okay, good to hear your voice.
You know, the thing is, you know, about these sports, these NFL, well, I can't really complain much. The Astros are in the World Series, so I'm watching the baseball game. But you know, the thing is about this collusion, and there's one more collusion thing that really, it's more of an antitrust issue, and that's, I have a problem with Ticketmaster. And that is, they buy up a block of tickets and they jack up the price and make you pay astronomical prices, but if a normal person buys a ticket before Ticketmaster does and goes out and tries to make a profit, he's ticket scalping. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's terrible, but that's capitalism. That's the wonderful thing about it and the horrible thing about it.
It's not capitalism, it's monopoly.
Because
Ticketmaster is using the force of the state to kick out their competition. It's not capitalism, it's a monopoly. But but I'm happy that Joe Strauss, good riddance to that SOB. He has held up more meaningful legislation that needed to be passed. You know, I'm just glad to see him go, but I just hope we don't get somebody worse than we got before.
That's always the problem, huh? You know, I don't know. I guess we'll see in the days ahead. But you know, if Alan was here, he'd say it's all a game. It's all a game.
I'm just wondering. Like, they got early voting for constitutional amendments, and so far, looking at those amendments that are on the ballot, there's nothing really vital and important that needs to be passed. I think it's more. Do more harm than good, some of these amendments. It's like the property tax thing, this property tax bill. I see you got jumped through a bunch of hoops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
the property.
Remember Mike Dennis Bond, I just put, eliminate the property tax, period.
Right. That's voting for true freedom, no property tax.
I said, that land is mine. I said, I pay taxes when I bought it, and I'm not going to pay taxes every year to keep it.
Right.
No. And, you know,
nor am I going to ask permission to put a fence up on my property, nor am I going to ask permission, a.k.a. permit, to fix my roof after wind damage from a hurricane, if I may interject. Sorry to interrupt, but, man, oh, man, you got that right, Georgia.
The thing is, like, those constitutional amendments, they really mean nothing. Do more harm than good. I mean, I why don't they have like a constitutional amendment for constitutional carry, open carry? What about that? I mean, they got a bunch of language I don't really understand. So basically, this constitutional amendment voting, I'm just sitting out.
That's all so stupid.
What's that?
It's all stupid.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for calling. I don't know. That Ticketmaster thing is an interesting case there, Jimmy. You know, what do you think about it? If I had, let's work this one through real quick. I'm a sports team, and I want to sell tickets, right? You know, and you come over to me, Jimmy, and you go, hey, I want to sell your tickets. And you, what do you do? I'll sell you a ticket just like I sell anybody a ticket. And then they can resell the tickets because they're selling tickets? I don't know. Is there some laws in place? Do you know anything about that scenario?
I kind of do, Steve. And see, as soon as the gentleman brought that up, you know, I'm a Dell licensed Dell reseller, and I buy Dell equipment, and I add value to it, and I turn around and I sell it in my service to my clients at a profit, which funds my business. Now, if you want to liken that to a ticket, I say it should be the same thing. Once I purchase that ticket, then it's mine to do with what I want. Now, if I purchase a ticket to the Super Bowl and the ticket sells out, then supply-demand logic of business kicks in. And if I want to sell it for $1 million and you're a willing buyer, the only thing that, you know, they hide behind is counterfeiting. But at the end of the day, when we've had this debate years ago, here's where they try to get us. They say the ticket is a contract. So when I purchase that ticket, if you look on the back of that ticket, you will see that you're entering into a contract. And in that contract, it specifically states that you cannot resell that ticket. Go look into it, brother, because you see my analogy. I buy Dell equipment wholesale. I add value to it. I sell it to my client. That's how I – that's capitalism.
I'd say my value would be my transportation. But, yeah, makes sense if it's a contract. And, you know, nefarious – we're operating – in a really screwed up world, Jimmy, you know.
Well, you got that right.
we're you know, that constitutional carry comes up, right? It's kind of like, that's really funny. We need a statutory law to follow the Constitution. What supersedes what? They'll never answer that question. You know, is statutory law over constitutional law? Well, we just don't practice constitutional law. That's for constitutional scholars to blither on about, you know. And that's quite enough. What a day. The Strauss earthquake could shake up Texas politics. Go ahead.
The universal commercial code and all that, I've said this on our shows and other shows, we all, you, me, and Docs and Alan, where is Alan, by the way? You know, we live under what we presume to be the Constitution. Now, if I have a corporation, which I do, and I want to implement rules and regulations on my company to my employees and staff to include network security and blah, 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 those rules don't apply to the business next door. They only apply to people that are affiliated with my company. And I think that is very goes hand in hand with the Constitution versus the United States of America Corporation. That we're running two sets of books here. And if what they're saying is that the UCC is trumping the Constitution, which means that we are in their employ. And that's evidenced with our all capital name. All capital letters in our name. I think there's something to that. And real quick, I think the railroad tracks crossed when the United States filed for bankruptcy under bankruptcy protection, which put us under the Admiralty and the Gold Fringe. I think if people really look into that, it took me years to really put it all together. But in my opinion, that's what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you. You know, that's you know, where we're at. But how do you get free? That's always the question. You know, we talk about the voting ourselves out of it. Well, I ain't going to do it, right? You know, but it might do something, right? And that's the part that I was arguing early on. Catalonia got somewhere. Are they nowhere? No, they're somewhere. They have gotten past a lot of the simple thing. Are they free? No. Now comes the hard part. And if we could just get to the hard part as a nation, the corporate United States of America, which I'm sorry, but it's not plausible. There's too many different states with too many different opinions on how everything. There's too many, well, what, Democrats, communists, socialists, you know, all those things don't want independence. You know, they don't want freedom. They want nanny, gimme, gimme stuff. But it isn't nanny, nanny, gimme, gimme. It's takey, takey. That's what that's all about. But we can't do that as a United States of America. That's why I formed this opinion a long time ago. Wasn't that dang long? You know, 2014, 2012, somewhere 2011, something like that. That if Texas actually could regain its status as a sovereign, independent nation, that we would be able to affect change globally, right? And that's what Catalonia is kind of doing right now. It's got a little star. It's burning. But where does it go? When Brexit came out, wow, that's great. The British people are going to get free. wow, this is, no, they're just going to cover him with Merid. Damn it. Oh, well. But Catalonia's going.
Well, let's not forget Iceland, Steve. I think Iceland, you know, they moved mountains in Iceland. They actually did what I would love. I would raise my hands as a touchdown, and they actually put the bankers, you know, on the hanger noose.
Yeah, unfortunately, Iceland is now swinging towards the sign of socialist, communist type government. You know, it seems like the insiders have co-opted that. They all got busted for, a lot of the leaders again got caught for shenanigans, and now everybody's like going, oh my God, now, well, maybe we do need some kind of communist, socialist something.
And I agree with you, brother, and see, what they didn't do is finish the job. They got off to a good start, which is what I think you're saying about Catalonia, but they didn't finish. Yeah.
Well, they actually achieved the goal, right? Iceland, you know, they kicked out all the bankers. They threw them in jail, but they didn't clean house completely. And so now that we're 9 years in and they found some more of the roaches, and instead of just kicking out the roaches, they decided that they have to rethink how government is and how they can reapportion the money that comes from Iceland, which is mainly getting a lot of tourist dollars. So now they got tourist dollars, and they want to divide it by, you know, they're saying, well, there's too many wealthy people and too many poor people. Let's try to blend the two and have gray people. That's your socialist, communist type style government. And I don't know what hybrid that they got, but they were the one place in the planet that people would go, well, look, somebody kicked the bankers out. But, you know, I don't know, like a staph infection, it just keeps growing. Bankers are strong. But not in, you can cure staph, I guess. Can't you, Doc? Doc Green? Doc Krupa? Damn it.
We can cure it, but I don't think the politicians are going to cure it.
Yeah. You've been quiet, Doc. I've been ranting. Well,
that's good. You had some good points. You know, I was thinking when we were talking about all these silly regulations and rules and everything, I was driving somewhere and the sign said by our illustrious government, state law, you must observe the sign. And I thought, okay, now have we hit an all-time low that you could be driving down the road doing everything absolutely perfect, deep in thought, figuring out whatever's in your head and being a really good driver, a good person, and you get pulled over and the cop says, son, did you read that sign back there?
No, you know, officer.
Yeah. No, there was about 1,000 of them. Which one? The one that said, state law, you must observe this sign. I don't think so. Well, I'm going to have to take you in.
Write you up for not observing the sign. That's great. We are kind of, man, that always gets it. It gets me. It really does. And I do read those signs too, Doc. You know, the worst one is this, they always stick a minority or a majority or a non-white person up on a billboard in, you know, the big cities here in Texas. And they say, click it or ticket. Or some other damn thing. And I'm like going, really? You take all my money out of my pocket, and what do? You put up a threat? I don't respond well to threats, right? But then, you know, what the hell? You know, I know which fight to fight and which one not to fight. And I hate seatbelts. You know, I loathe the introduction to seatbelts. And, you know, I hate the fact we can't ride around in pickup trucks anymore in the bed. I used to do that when I was a kid. And, you know, that's right. We lost a lot of kids. No, we didn't. I don't know. Doc, you know, Doc, we're doomed. Nah, we're good. Joe Strauss is leaving.
Yeah, but he's not leaving for a year until end of next December, I think. So he could do a lot more damage.
Well, okay. That's true. So we're doomed. Okay, what say ye, Jimmy of Florida? Doomed or...
Well, I'm with
free?
You, Steve. You know, I have this teeter-totter, and I call it, you know, I ride the fence, because some days, especially after I get off with doing shows with you guys, you know, I have a modicum of hope that enough
and
of
despair.
Us are going to get together.
Hope and despair,
yeah,
I hope. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
And that's the music. I was just saying you should have hope and despair when you get off the show. But hang on. Let's do the break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Well, that's it. We got a few minutes left. This show's pretty much come to an end. And I found a lot of hope this morning thinking about Strauss going, but, you know, I'm going to be deflated a little bit knowing that he's still here and, you know, whatever. But, hey, Texas independence, maybe it's on the rise. Maybe it's not. Catalonia, maybe they're going to get their heads cracked in again. No, I'm sure that's going to happen. I, anyone want to bet with me? You know, more Catalonian violence. You know, the carpetbaggers when they come in, You think they're going to thump on people? You think there's people that wanted to thump on them? I don't know. What were you saying when we left Jimmy?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to take that bet because I believe that's the case. And I also believe that the thumpers are going to be a.k.a. hired actors or did I lose you?
No, you're right there.
Oh, I heard a click. Okay.
I'm hearing clicks,
but, yeah,
too.
See, that's the what we were saying yesterday. There's so many tactics going on to shut down good people. Like, you know, oh, he owes the IRS, or oh, he used to go to happy hour back when he was a teenager, or, it, you know, and that's what I think is going to happen is in these areas where the good people are making headway, we have to turn around and watch our backs, which is why it's such gives me hope that we're coming together. Look at the group, how it's grown in the recent, say, 6 weeks, Steve. You know, that gives me solace and hope. But as we're growing, the unbelievable news is getting also ramping up. So the more we grow, the more challenges we get. I guess I'll leave it at that.
Okay, we do have a caller. We'll try to squeeze him in real quick. Thomas in Florida, are you there? Okay, well, Thomas, you just left us. Hey, well, before I go, I'd like to thank everybody for their, well, for spending the time with us, for all your emails. I will get back to you as soon as possible. I know I've got, you know, I'm gotten a little behind. You know, I will not get back to you if you're one of those crazy people. Just doesn't feel right to email you. But, you know, the last few weeks I've had, wow, a real explosion of emails. And I don't know what brought that on, but go ahead and go over to republicbroadcasting.org. And you can find our show there. My email is there. I won't give it out over the air because, well, it's just too hard. And I don't want to. But I will write you back if you want to, you know, write me and say something or tell me what I should be doing or shouldn't be doing. Or, you know, I know a lot of people have an opinion of what should be going on and what's important.
Well, even if you're getting a lot of hate mail or negative mail, Steve, that means you're over the target. You're taking flack, you're over the target.
Well, I don't care. I really like the ones that people are friendly and nice and interesting. You know, that's cute. The people that are, you know, listening to us from Europe or, you know, actually Texas is my target. You know, Texas is my target. I could repeat that and click my heels together and I'd go to La La Land where the reptilians aren't spraying us from above 20,000 feet. I don't know. We don't know how high up they are, do we, Ken? Oh, sorry. Ken said they're about 300 feet up. So hang in there, folks. Until next week, love you all. Have a good day.
Instead they gave with all that they had to give. Made sure that their brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.